ESNY.
We doing back again. You know what time of the week it is. Wednesday, October 6th. It's best bets time, week 5. I wait 7 days every week to do this episode. 7 days every week I count down the minutes to tell you who to take with the spread on the money line, if you should take the over, if you should take the under. We're touching 15 of 16 games this week. I'll tell you which one we're not touching later on and why. But regardless, thank you so much for tuning in. Episode 88 of the Wide Right Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Honey, as always, of Elite Sports New York and Elite Sports Radio Network. Got a couple great games for you this week. Okay, maybe not like last week where you had, you know, Raiders, Chargers Monday night, Brady's return to Foxborough Sunday night, but that was that a game? Was that a moment? Mac Jones throwing for what? Over nearly 300 yards. The Patriots rushing for -1. You knew Bill was going to throw the ball. You knew he wanted to beat Brady that bad. Because it hasn't been exactly a perfect relationship in recent years. Brady and Belichick. It just hasn't. It hasn't. But we got a couple great games for you this week. Starting with Rams Seahawks. There's Thursday night. And the Rams are hungry for a win. After that impressive Week 3 win over Tampa Bay, they did not come to play. They looked flat against the Arizona Cardinals Week 4. By the way, don't sleep in the Cardinals. And I don't know who's doing so after that win. Cardinals won 37-20 over the previously unbeaten Los Angeles Rams. So, with that said, Rams are hungry for a win. They're going to go into Seattle. Thursday night battle. I'm taking Rams -2.5. And I'm taking Rams -140 on the money line. Okay, I don't like to take the Rams to not win the game when I'm taking them with that small of a spread. So I got to take them on both the spread and the money line. Simple as that. And I'm taking the over because I don't like Seattle's defense a whole lot. I'm taking over 54.5. By the way, these lines, these spreads, courtesy of DraftKings Sportsbook, as they always are. And it is Wednesday morning, so they're subject to change prior to this Thursday night game, the Sunday games, as well as the Monday night game. They're always subject to change. We all know that. But regardless, these lines are courtesy of DraftKings Sportsbook. Moving on to Jets Atlanta, which is Sunday morning in London, 9:30 a.m. Eastern time. I got to wake up to cover that game. Okay, I'm excited for it. I'm taking Jets +3. However, I'm taking the Atlanta money line. Listen, Atlanta's -160, by the way, on the money line. Listen, I can count on the Jets to make it close. I think they'll lose by 2, but I can't count on the Jets to win 2 games in a row. I just can't. They had a great win last week against Tennessee. Okay, I'll give them that. But I still think there are problems with this offense, obviously. This offensive line, especially, with no Mekhi Becton. I think this defense is impressive in comparison to the team's other units. But I do think it has its moments. The defense has allowed 50 combined points over the last 2 games. Zach Wilson still has a turnover issue. He threw an interception against Tennessee. I'm not trusting the Jets to win 2 games in a row. That's why I'll take them +3, but I'll take Atlanta -160 on the money line. And I'm taking the under. Under 46. I don't trust either offense here. I really don't. Philly at Carolina. You got to take Carolina -3.5. Listen, I've heard for, you know, since Carolina lost to Dallas, how it was Dallas's game from the get-go, and Dallas won, I heard, quote-unquote, convincingly. Dallas still only won by 8 points. They won 36-28. It's a one-score game they beat Carolina by. This Carolina team's good. 3-0, and their one loss was to an impressive Cowboy team that looks like a playoff team already, and they lost by 1 score. I'm taking -3.5 Carolina to beat Philly, and I'm taking Carolina -190 in the money line. And I'm taking the over, because I think both teams can score. I know Carolina has a good defense, didn't exactly show up against the Cowboys' great offense last week, gave up 36 points, But I'm taking, I think both teams can score. I think Philly can score with Jalen Hurts. I mean, they put up 32 against Atlanta week one. I think Carolina can score. They put up nearly 30 points against Dallas. Dallas' defense looks to be improved from last year with Micah Parsons back there. I'm taking over 44.5. Okay, I have to do it. Green Bay and Cincinnati. Green Bay at Cincinnati. Cincinnati's going to be tested. I think Cincinnati's good. They're 3-1. But they only beat the Jaguars by 3. And we're down early, too. I'm taking Green Bay minus 3. I think Green Bay is definitely a field goal, over a field goal better than when Cincinnati is, despite the fact that Green Bay is going to be on the road. And I'm taking Green Bay minus 160 on the money line. There's no shot I'm taking Cincinnati to win this game. I think Cincinnati is better than what we think. I think Joe Burrow is a franchise quarterback when he's healthy. I think Zach Taylor is improving as a coach, obviously, but I just can't see Green Bay losing a game like this. I'm taking them minus 160 on the money line and minus 3 with the spread, and I'm taking the under. Yeah, I'm taking the under 51. I don't know if I trust Cincinnati's offense entirely, although I do like Joe Burrow. I gotta take the under. I mean, if Cincinnati's only putting up, what, 27 points against Jacksonville? Sorry, I have no choice but to take the under 51 here. I think that's a big under for this team. That's a big total for this team. I gotta take the under 51. New England and Houston. Man, Houston's back down to earth. They won week one, beat Jacksonville by what, 16 points? 37-21, I remember. And they have just fallen back down to earth. Most recently with the 40-0 loss to Buffalo. I took Buffalo in Survivor Pool. And I'm very glad I did. Because, you know, that's what happened. I'm in a loser Survivor Pool. I took Houston to lose. And I'm very happy I did. 40-0. Houston's coming back down to earth. New England almost beat Tampa Bay. I'm taking New England minus 8.5. I know this is a large spread. I know 8.5 is a large spread. But I got to take New England minus 8.5. I don't think Houston can do anything right now with Davis Mills, a quarterback. I really can't. I mean, did they do anything right against Buffalo? I think Houston only had 106 yards of offense or 109 yards of offense. Well, I mean, either way, that's a putrid total. That's abysmal. Taking New England minus 8.5 in New England to win minus 410 to win outright. And you got to take the under here. Again, I don't trust Houston's offense. I got to look it up because it's actually ridiculous. So against Buffalo this past week in the 40-0 loss, the Texans had, what, 109 total yards, 61 passing, 48 rushing. That's 2.6 yards per play. They had 6 first downs to Buffalo's 26, and Texans were 1-for-9 on a third down. Yeah. So 42 total plays, 109 total yards. Plus they had 10. So they nearly had as many penalty yards as total yards. They had 100 penalty yards on 10 penalties. 4 picks, 22 minutes time of possession. I can't trust the Texans offense right now. I simply can't. That's why I'm taking under 39.5. Even with this low total, I got to take the under. And you should too. Tennessee at Jacksonville. Listen, I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to tell anybody who I care about. And as I said before, I care deeply about the listeners. I'm not telling anybody I care about to bet the Jaguars right now, especially with everything going on the field, in Urban Meyer's restaurant, anything going on with Urban Meyer. I can't listen. I know there are some people who are saying maybe Urban Meyer shouldn't get as much heat as he should. He shouldn't get fired for what he, you know, what happened with the viral videos and all that. I'm not going to go in depth on it. All I'm saying is there are numerous problems, both on the field and off the field, with Jacksonville right now that is hindering this organization. And I'm not going to tell anybody to bet the Jaguars right now. I'm going Tennessee minus 4.5 and Tennessee minus 200. On the money line. And I'm also taking the over. Taking over 49. I don't trust Titans defense. I don't trust Jacksonville's defense. I have to take the over here. I have to. Now, this is the game that I'm not going to touch. Denver and Pittsburgh. Okay. And the reason is, I don't know what they're going to get out of Teddy B. Teddy Bridgewater obviously dealt with he suffered a concussion this past week in their loss to Baltimore. So Ian Rappaport says he's progressing through the concussion. He's quote-unquote feeling better, but he's not going to practice Wednesday. So I have no idea. We don't have any idea whether Bridgewater is going to play against Pittsburgh. That's a big jump, too, from Bridgewater to Drew Lock. And Bridgewater is head and shoulders better than Drew Lock right now. That's why he got the starting job. That's why they're they started off 3-0 prior to this most recent loss to Baltimore. But with the uncertainty of whether Teddy Bridgewater is going to be good to go, I don't want to touch this game, and I don't want to tell you guys who to bet, because that's a big that affects it a lot, whether Teddy B plays or not. It really does, because it's a big jump from Teddy B to Drew Lock. I don't trust Drew. I trust Bridgewater a lot more than I trust Drew Lock, and you should too. Saints at Washington. Gotta take Saints -2. Listen, Saints came in with a lot to play for on Sunday, this past Sunday. First game back in the Superdome following Hurricane Ida. Could not get it done against the Giants. Giants won 27-21 in overtime, obviously. New Orleans is hungry for a win. I don't like this Washington defense. I'm taking New Orleans -2 and New Orleans to win outright -135. And I'm taking the over. Again, over 45. I don't like Washington's defense at all. I mean, this was a defense that was dominant last year with a dominant defensive front with Chase Young and Montez Sweat. And thus far, I mean, that unit has not stepped up whatsoever this year. And it's hurting Washington. It really is. It's not the offense that's hurting Washington with Taylor Heinicke at quarterback. I mean, they've been fine. It's this defense that has not stepped up whatsoever. And the defense is allowing 30.5 points through 4 weeks. The football team's defense. I have to take the over here. Over 45. Detroit at Minnesota. I'm taking Detroit +9. Listen, I'm a little bit higher on Minnesota than some people are. I mean, Minnesota's 1-3. All three of their losses have been by one score. And the combined record of the teams that they've lost to are 10-2, I believe. So they lost to Cincinnati. They lost to Arizona. And I believe, once I check it here, Cincinnati they lost to the Bears, and they lost to, no, who am I looking up? I'm looking up the Bengals schedule for one thing. My bad. We're really doing a great job here. Okay, so Vikings lost to the Bengals, who are 3-1, lost to the Cardinals, 4-0, and they lost to Cleveland this past week, obviously. They're 3-1. So that's 10-2 combined record of the teams that Minnesota has lost to. I'm higher on Minnesota than most people are, but it's a divisional game. The Lions will play them tough. The Lions are hungry for a win after starting off 0-4. I'm taking I don't think they're going to get the win, Detroit, but they'll make it close. This is too wide of a spread for me to take the favorite here. Got to take the underdog, Detroit +9, and Minnesota -400 on the money line and over 49.5. I like this Minnesota offense. They dropped 24 against the Cincinnati Bengals. They dropped 33 against Arizona, 30 against Seattle. They only put up 7 points on the board last week, but that was their lone performance of the year where the offense didn't exactly step up. So I like this Minnesota offense. I think this Detroit offense, we obviously have seen it can put up points. They put up 33 week one against San Francisco, who's supposed to have a good defense. So I got to take the over 49.5 on this one. Miami, Tampa Bay, another big spread. Tampa Bay -10. But I got to take the favorite here. I don't like Miami at all, okay, especially when they're led by Jacoby Brissett. I don't even like Miami when they're led by Tua Tagovailoa. I really don't. I'm not high on Tua. I've said this before multiple times in this podcast. I'm not a huge Tua guy. Got to take Tampa Bay -10. Tampa Bay -490 on the money line. I think those are two easy bets. And under 48. Again, I don't like this Miami offense led by Brissett. I don't think they can put up a significant number of points. I don't think the Miami offense is gonna do their part in contribution to this over. I got to take the under 48 here. All right, Cleveland at Chargers. Listen, I think the Chargers are great. I think they're a top 10 team. I think Justin Herbert, I mean, if you didn't believe in Justin Herbert then, you certainly believe him after his performance against the Raiders the other night. He looked phenomenal. Justin Herbert is one of the top young quarterbacks. Everyone was sleeping on Justin Herbert coming out of the draft. They really were. I was too. I think he's one of the top young quarterbacks in this league, And I think the Chargers just have a better team than Cleveland right now. I got to take the Chargers minus 1.5. And since that's such a tight spread, I got to take the Chargers to win outright. Minus 130 on the money line. Taking a lot of favorites, by the way, this week. A lot of favorites. And the Chargers are one of them. Minus 1.5, minus 130 on the money line. Have to take them. And I've taken under 46. Just because I like both defenses here. Think Cleveland. So Cleveland is fourth in points allowed with 16.8 points allowed per game, while the Chargers are seventh, 18.5 points allowed per game. I like both defenses. I got to take under 44 on the total here. Giants at Dallas. Now, this is going to be a close one. Okay, Giants stepped up last week, to say the least. Okay? I don't think anybody, not a whole lot of people thought they're going to beat New Orleans. I certainly didn't. And they stepped up. 27-21 overtime victory, as we said earlier. And they have momentum going into this game. It's a divisional matchup. Giants, Dallas, 4:25 p.m. Eastern Time in Dallas. Obviously, it's Fox's game of the week. Obviously, it's probably Troy Aikman and Joe Buck on the call, as it usually is with this type of game. Giants are hungry for their second consecutive win, but I'm not gonna predict that's what's gonna happen. I'm just not. Dallas has won 7 out of the last 8 times against the Giants. I'm taking Dallas minus 310 on the money line. But I will say this. Giants will make it close, as they usually do. Okay, as they did it twice last week. I think the Giants lost by 3 last year, and then they beat them in the latter matchup last year. Giants plus 7 on the spread. I think the Giants will make this a 3-4-point game. Giants plus 7, Dallas minus 310. And you're sure as hell going to take the over here. Over 52.5. I like what the Giants offenses was able to do against New Orleans. I like what Daniel Jones has been able to do. I think his weapons are coming alive. I think they're starting to utilize Kadarius Toney as they should, as well as Kenny Galladay. I think Saquon is improving. And I obviously like what Dak Prescott and this Cowboys offense can do. I have the utmost confidence in the Cowboys offense to contribute to this over. And I'm starting to believe the Giants offense can do the same. So over 52.5 I'm taking. Let's see. San Francisco at Arizona. We don't know if Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be able to play. It's Trey Lance, the rookie quarterback, third overall pick. He may get the start. So I'm not going to talk about the total here or tell you what to do on the over-under. But I will make a prediction on the spread and the money line. I think regardless of whether Jimmy G or Trey Lance is going to play, I think Arizona covers the spread. Arizona's minus 5.5, and I think Arizona wins outright, minus 235. Listen, I am so high in Arizona. I mean, they just play so fast. And Kyler Murray is just too dominant and too dynamic, and they have too many talented weapons. You know, with Chase Edmonds and DeAndre Hopkins and Rondell Moore and A.J. Green. The defense looks great. I mean, the defense held the Matthew Stafford and Sean McVay Rams to 20 points last week. I love the Cardinals. I think they're going to improve to 5-0. I think this will be a 10-point, at least a 10-point game. It'll be a double-digit win for Arizona. Arizona's minus 5.5. Take them. Arizona's minus 235. Take them in the money line as well. I won't comment on the total, though, until I see who's playing quarterback for the Niners. Because I know people aren't high on Jimmy, on Garoppolo. But who knows if Trey Lance is truly ready for that type of role. So, we'll see with the total. 2 games left. Then I'll promise I'll let you go do whatever the hell you need to do on this Wednesday morning, afternoon, whatever. Buffalo at Kansas City. Sunday night. That's a good Sunday night matchup. Josh Allen versus Patrick Mahomes. I'm taking Buffalo plus. Now, I don't usually do this, where I take one team with a tight spread, but then I take the other team to win outright. But I'm going to do it here. I'm taking Buffalo plus 2.5. But I'm taking Kansas City minus 150. I think this is a game where you see Buffalo's leading late, but Kansas City takes advantage of the home field advantage, and Patrick Mahomes leads a final drive, and they get a game-winning field goal, and Kansas City wins by 1. So Kansas City wins outright minus 150, but Buffalo covers the plus 2.5 spread. I think that's what you'll see. And I think you also see the over, 56.5. Look, I know this is a high over. Okay, this is the largest total out of any game this week, over under 56.5. But I'm not going to doubt the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes' ability or the Bills and Josh Allen's ability to contribute to this total. I think over 56.5 is certainly a lock. That's my lock of the week. Absolutely my lock. I know Buffalo's defense is good, but this is Patrick Mahomes we're talking about. This is Josh Allen we're talking about. And this is Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce and Stephon Diggs and Dawson Knox. I love both offenses. You should too. Over 56.5 in the Buffalo-Kansas City game is an absolute lock. Finally, Indianapolis Colts and Carson Wentz travel to Baltimore to take on the Ravens and Lamar Jackson on Monday Night Football. I don't love the Colts at all. Okay, I wish this game would be flexed out of this spot somehow because I don't like the Colts at all. I know they won. They're 1-3, and their one win is against the team Miami that didn't have its starting quarterback. I think Baltimore is head and shoulders the better team in this game. Baltimore is on a 3-game win streak. They defeated the previously unbeaten Broncos last week. They beat Kansas City a couple weeks prior to that. I'm taking Baltimore -6.5, and I'm taking Baltimore -280 on the money line. I'm taking the over 45.5. Because I think the Colts can still put up points. I mean, they scored 27 against Miami this past week. And obviously, I like Lamar Jackson and the Ravens' ability to score points. And they put up 36 against Kansas City a couple weeks ago. They put up 23 against Denver last week. And Denver obviously has a good defense. So I liked both teams' abilities, respective abilities to put up points in this matchup. I'm taking the over 45.5. And again, Baltimore -6.5 on the spread. Baltimore -280 on the money line. Obviously, as we've said before, these lines courtesy of DraftKings Sportsbook. But that's it for our Week 5 Best Bets episode. And that's it for episode 88 of the Wide Ride Podcast. Once again, thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Ryan Honey of Elite Sports New York and Elite Sports Radio Network. Follow me on Twitter at Ryan Honey, ESNY. That's at Ryan Honey, ESNY. Listen to and subscribe to the Wide Ride Podcast, wherever you get your podcasts, okay? We're everywhere. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. Once again, thank you so much for tuning in. See you later this week for the Giants-Cowboys preview episode. That would be episode 89. And talk to you guys then.